This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Rouser. Our guest this week, a newcomer to the show, but been in business for a while here in the Flathead Valley. Let's welcome Matt Hall. He's the owner and chief strategist for Big Mountain Digital. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Ross.
Yeah, good to have you here for the first time.
Yeah, it's exciting. I've heard it on the radio quite a few times, but excited to actually be on the show with you.
Well, this sounds like an exciting business. Been reading a little bit about what you do, and we're going to get into all of that. But first, tell the audience about yourself a little bit. What do you like to do when you're not working?
Well, being a business owner, not working is a a term that's not very common, but when we do carve out some time, I have five children. Wow. And been married for 20 years. My wife and I, we like to get out in nature and take the kids in the mountains, get out the paddle boards. Wow. Especially in the summertime, being here in the Flathead Valley, you got to take advantage of all the good weather.
Oh man, no kidding. How old are the kids?
My oldest is 18, and then I have a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old. Those are the three oldest boys. And then I have two daughters. The youngest is 9, and then my other daughter is 11.
Jeez, you got to be a busy guy.
I am busy. It's nice being able to work remotely and be at home, have lunch, you know, take breaks throughout the day and be with the family. But definitely, it's hard to break away from work when you are your own boss, for sure.
So you went to Columbia Falls High School. You're a local guy?
I am. I graduated in 1997, played basketball, did the whole sports thing, loved growing up in Columbia Falls, and, you know, spread my wings and flew a little bit after high school. And then, of course, I'm sure many people can relate with this, realize what a beautiful place we live in, and decided I wanted to raise my family here. So we tried to figure out a way to come back.
Well, you're not a newcomer to business. You're third generation business owner here in the Flathead Valley. You got, I know who your dad is. Tell us about your grandfather and your father.
Sure. My grandfather is Kenny Hall. He established small businesses in the Flathead in the early 1900s, mid 1900s, raised his family here, helped build Big Mountain. Jeez. Ski resort, you know, had a cat up there taking out trees and
wow.
Worked in the Whitefish area, owned a 1,000-acre ranch and, you know, just had a gravel pit, did a lot, you know, back in those days when, you know, you could kind of own as many businesses as you wanted. And then my dad, Gary Hall, he was mayor of Columbia Falls, also county commissioner in the Flathead County. But him and my mom started a business called Sonny's, which was a restaurant in Columbia Falls, fast food joint, and then later became our place. Owned a bed and breakfast and just kind of that entrepreneurial small business drive that has been kind of a generational thing. So, yeah.
So you went to a college. Did you decide to do this when you were in school, or did this come afterwards? Because you went to, is it like Lynchburg, Virginia? You had a master's in strategic communications, Liberty University, Lynchburg, Virginia. Is that where you learned how to do all this stuff, or did that come afterwards?
You know, a lot of it came with hands-on. I think, you know, the college experience is very, you think you know what you want to do and where you're going to end up in a career. There was a lot of possibilities with the degree that I got. But after I started working in communications and marketing, I kind of got a good feel for what I was passionate about and the things that I liked and just kind of steered myself in the different career opportunities I had to kind of hone in on those skills. And then that's what led to me being able to start my business, was getting all the experience I needed to be able to feel confident enough to do what I could do.
That's great. It's called Big Mountain Digital.
Yes.
And how long have you been in business?
We started back in 2020. It was right when the COVID pandemic was happening. We were living in South Carolina. My wife and I really wanted to be closer to family. And my parents, my dad actually got COVID, and we were really concerned and felt we need to be closer to family. So fortunately, I was working remote when all that happened, and we just kind of packed up our bags and headed back to the valley and didn't know what was going to happen, but we figured we'd give it a shot. And then my wife and I decided, you know, you've been doing this long enough. Let's start our own business. And so that's kind of where it was birthed.
Well, we want to kind of let's do a deep dive into it. We want to know all about it, what all you do, what all you offer. And we'll talk about that in a little while. But also, you do the search engine organization. I'm just going to read a couple of these: content strategy, e-commerce solutions, digital consultation. In a nutshell, how would you describe your business?
We talked a little bit about kind of what we're passionate about. We cover a broad range of services from enterprise companies to small businesses. What we focus mainly on is website design and development, redesign for people who have an existing website that they're not happy with, taking it to the next level from a digital marketing standpoint, and then also just search engine optimization, which is kind of more local focused, is helping businesses get found on Google. So when someone types in Google, I need, a plumber near me, or a plumber in Columbia Falls, Montana, we help those businesses show up so that people can find them, call them, and, turn those leads into customers.
Great. We're going to learn more about it in just a few minutes. Big Mountain Digital, you're in the voice of Matt Hall, owner and chief strategist. We'll get back to it in just a few minutes. Brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is Focus on the Flathead, and we'll be right back with part two.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
You're listening to News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM, KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. We are back with our guest this week, Matt Hall. He's the owner and chief strategist for Big Mountain Digital. Matt, welcome back.
Great to be here, Ross.
I got to ask, what are the trends these days? It seems like the artsy websites are kind of going away, and people are really focusing on different things these days for websites. And this is kind of what you guys do. You come up with these strategies.
Yeah, there has been a transition between the art side of a website and more of the logic, the functionality, what users are able to accomplish. And you also have the mobile app generation that we live in. So everything has to either be mobile friendly or integrated with some sort of mobile application. Some people have very basic needs, which I just need someone to come to my website, learn about my business, and then submit a form or make a phone call. We tend to see a lot of that in the Valley because, people are out working, they're getting their hands dirty, and they don't have time to really, spend a lot of emphasis on, this very robust website. And so we have a big chunk of clients who really has helped me make a nice, clean, professional website where people can interact with my business, get a hold of me easily, and then help convert those people into leads and eventually customers. Then on the other end of the spectrum, you have larger businesses who have a lot of integrations with different applications, and they've got databases and portals and logins and all of those different components. So in today's society, spend a lot of time not wanting to talk to someone. They want to be able to do everything in an online space. And so we also help people accomplish that. So the last resort is talking to someone on the phone where they can accomplish everything they need.
You must have to be a great listener because you're taking their idea and you're turning this into basically their business here.
Yeah, there is a lot of that involved. Listening to ideas, people have a vision for what they want people to experience, but maybe not have the idea how to visualize that. And so we take those ideas and we put those into something visually, kind of like a painting that someone can look at and say, I really like the way that looks. Now let's talk about how it functions. Then we go into the more development side of things where we help people determine what it's going to take to make people be able to interact with that nice looking website to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
That's great. And you offer some things that I've, looking at your list of offerings, yep. A lot of them don't have. I mean, you got drone services, e-commerce things, which is really trending these days.
Yeah, we've added a few services over the years. We started doing real estate photography. So, you know, different businesses, whether it's a lodge. We've just taken some photos of a different, you know, some cabin rentals and going in and taking those so that they can add those nice professional photos to their website. Or if there's a real estate agent that needs a drone to hover over some property or do kind of some landscape drone footage, we can do that. We offer, like I said, search engine optimization. We do digital consulting. We offer graphic design and logo design. So we've done quite a few logos for some local businesses in the area. And we really enjoy the logos because it's one of those things where, you know, it's everybody sees it all the time. So you're driving by and you see a sign with the logo you designed. It's kind of fun.
Well, one of the things you told me right at the beginning before we even started recording is you want to be able to help small business and these startup companies around the Flathead. And yeah. I think that's brilliant to be able to help them. What's your strategy there? What are your thoughts there?
We offer a very flexible payment startup cost fees, as well as maintenance retainer packages. We don't kind of try and trap businesses into this. They're going to pay so much money per month. And we're all about, you know, you tell us what you want, we'll do it, and then you pay us for it. And so that works well for a lot of small businesses because they don't have a large marketing budget. So they can say, hey, I want a business. I want, this is everything I want. How do I get there? And I say, well, let's start here. And then when that's done, and you have enough money, let's move on to this. And we do it progressively so that they end up where they need to be, but it's not having to shell out a big chunk of money at one time. It helps them gain value and see value in what we're doing for them, and then also start bringing in more leads to help pay for those marketing upgrades and things like that.
Well, this is fascinating, and I'm glad you're here to tell us about your business. I want to learn more about it in the future. You're welcome back here anytime.
Hey, it's been great.
Yeah, so you're listening to Matt Hall. He's the owner and chief strategist, Big Mountain Digital. And I have to ask this. My final question is, where do you see yourself in about 5 years? You ever thought about it?
Ideally, I see myself on a beach in Florida in the wintertime.
Okay, that's new.
Yeah.
I love it.
From a business standpoint, you know, just finding that sweet spot between work and life balance, you know, to be able to have quality time with the ones you care about, but also be able to make a good living. So
thanks again for being here. That's great. Third generation Montana business owner with Big Mountain Digital, Matt Hall, owner and chief strategist. Thank you for being here on Focus on the Flathead.
Thanks, Ross. Really appreciate it.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this show is brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next weekend with another Focus right here on KJJR.